In agricultural news, a new federal report paints a picture of overall diminishing water quality in rivers and streams across the U.S. Results from an Environmental Protection Agency study shows that about 55% of river and stream miles examined in 2008 and 2009 are in poor condition for aquatic life. Overall, the study found that nitrogen and phosphorus were at excessive levels. The study found significant reductions in water quality related to phosphorus loadings from 2004 up to the latest survey. Nationally, 52.8% of stream length was found to be in good condition for phosphorus in 2004, compared to 34.2% in 2008 and 2009. Data collected and analyzed during the 2008-09 National Rivers and Stream Assessment, which was released yesterday, found that the improvement in stream conditions for nitrogen comes from statistically significant gains in water quality made outside the Corn Belt in the eastern highlands and the west. The percentage of stream length in good condition for nitrogen has risen nationally from 46.6% in 2004 to 55.4% in 2008-2009. A new University of Illinois study indicates the yield penalty for continuous corn is real. The U of I model, based on field data, showed a 10 bushel per acre average loss in fields with 3 years of continuous corn compared to a traditional corn and soybean rotation. The yield penalty grew to 25 bushels by the 5th year of continuous corn. It's estimated that growers growing corn on corn 7 years might experience a 35 to 45 bushel per acre loss compared to corn yields in a corn-soy rotation. A survey conducted for Rasmussen Reports finds that half of the general public would favor a plan to break up the 12 U.S. megabanks that control about 69% of the nation's banking industry. Congress has not been especially inclined to do much to rein in too-big-to-fail, too-big-to-jail financial institutions, in spite of urgings from organizations such as the Independent Community Bankers of America. Congress is working on legislation that would reauthorize water infrastructure repair and development activities, with new emphasis on the need to dredge a number of U.S. ports to accommodate the larger ships that will soon be traveling the newly redesigned larger and deeper Panama Canal. Currently, the larger ships cannot use all U.S. ports because of logistical problems. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has said the full Senate most likely will take up the bill in early May. And that's a look at today's agricultural news. Philip Warburg is author of the book Harvest the Wind, a journey one man took around the middle of the U.S. to see the huge impacts that wind energy is having on rural farm communities. One of the biggest benefits farming communities mentioned about wind energy are lease payments paid to landowners, which Warburg says are a valuable buffer against the uncertainties of weather and a great hedge against the ups and downs in grain and cattle prices. Another benefit people in rural communities mentioned to Warburg are the jobs created by wind energy. In many rural communities, he says wind farms bought the first big brought. Another benefit people in rural communities mentioned to Warburg are the jobs created by wind energy. Another benefit people in rural communities mentioned to Warburg are the jobs created by wind energy. In many rural communities, he says wind farms brought the first big infusion of new jobs in decades. Another benefit people in rural communities mentioned to Warburg are the jobs created by wind energy. In many rural communities, he says wind farms brought the first big infusion of new jobs in decades. Warburg did most of his research in Cloud County, Kansas. He says many people see wind power as helping make America the most energy-independent nation in the world. They have watched too many of their sons and daughters go off to fight wars, and that they... Warburg did most of his research in Cloud County, Kansas. He says many people see wind power as helping make America more energy independent. He says they have watched too many of their sons and daughters go off to fight wars, and that they see... Warburg did most of his research in Cloud County, Kansas. He says many people see wind power as helping make America more energy independent. Warburg says Warburg did most of his research in Cloud County, Kansas. He says many people see wind power as helping make America more energy independent. Warburg says Warburg did most of his research in Cloud County, Kansas. He says many people there see wind power as helping make America more energy independent. Warburg says they have watched too many of their sons and daughters go off to fight wars that they see as caused, at least in part, by the nation's over-reliance on imported Middle East oil. Philip Warburg, author of the book Harvest the Wind. Philip Warburg, author of the book Harvest the Wind.